So in our seated swastikasana, in our upright seated position, using a wall to give a frame of reference, lean forward. Place your hands onto the floor. And then scoot your buttock bones back as if you could put your tailbone on the wall, as if you wanted to glue your tailbone to the wall. So you have to be in contact with the wall. That's it. Okay, really keep going as if you could lift that tailbone and place it on the wall. And then slowly walk your hands back up. So as I mentioned, the skin from the buttocks, there's a gentle lift up toward the sacral band. And then lengthen through the sides of the ribs. Place the hands close to the hips on the thighs for now. Roll the shoulders back. Make contact with the wall behind you with the outer shoulders. Because most of us, you'll see, we have different dimensions, the length of the arms, the length of the spine. For most of us, the hand is quite a bit below the elbow. Take a second blanket and place it. I didn't demonstrate this, but we did it on Tuesday. Take a second blanket and place it on top of your thighs so that the hands are more in line with your elbows. That'll help facilitate the arm to externally rotate. The wall, giving you the feedback in a similar way to how the blankets did earlier. Roll the inner arm to the outer arm as if to touch the outermost part of the arm toward the wall. Keep the chin level with the floor for the moment. Now the fronts of the armpit chest, lift the front of the armpit chest up. From the nape of the neck, release the inner shoulder blades down away from the ears. Now place your fingertips alongside you onto the bolster. You may need to extend the elbows out to the side because of the wall behind you. But this is helpful, actually, taking the elbows out to the side because you get more a sense of the expansion across the front chest. Roll from the root of the arm, the inner arm, to the outer arm so that front armpit chest descends. That's it. Having created this uplifted shape to the chest, spread the collarbones wide, draw the sides of the navel back and up. When we were lying down with the exhalation, could feel from the height of the diaphragmatic band, the abdominal muscles releasing back and down. So here in a seated position, draw the side walls of the abdomen back toward the lumbar spine, toward the rear of the body, but elongate them up. That's it. Keep the chin level with the floor for the moment. Close the eyes. And pressing lightly the fingertips into the bolster. The sides of the torso ascending, the sides of the navel, the abdominal wall, drawing back. Maintain the height to the torso. And now let's place again the hands onto the thighs. The outer arm still in contact with the wall. Familiarize yourself from inside with the shape of the body. Like a potter and a potter's wheel, with great care shaping, you may find that one shoulder tends to lift or one inner groin tends to grip. The more care you take to position the body, the more fluid the breath can be. For the breath then will follow the shape of the body. As you elongate through the sides of the body and stabilize the muscular support the facial muscles relax completely. All the organs of action release. Observe the natural coming and going of the breath. Still a clear separation between the abdominal cavity and the thoracic cavity. And every second, third, fourth inhalation, the bottom side ribs gently expand. As if that guest that's entering this temple, your home, were to seek out the corners, the alcoves, the altars that exist on the sides. As if there's one altar between each rib, the breath brings the light, explores, exposes. A soft, subtle, inner touch. And return to normal breathing. The side ribs ascending, the skin from the nape of the neck descending. Hey, we're going to lower the chin into Jalandhara Bandha. When you lower the head, pivoting from the occiput, from the base of the skull, the top of the neck, hey, keep the chest well lifted. Hey, from that mid-thoracic between the shoulder blades, the vertebrae move in and up as if the center breastbone were ascending. And slowly lower the chin to meet the ascending chest, the uplifted heart. The throat should remain soft and long. Okay, so we're not digging the chin into the throat. And as you lower your chin, the skin from the nape of the neck releasing down. The side walls of the body, the armpit, chest descending. The skin of the diaphragm, abdomen, softening, spreading away from the chest, and yet that inner support. All these landmarks, coordinating these landmarks skillfully. Stabilizing the shape of the body, begin a soft, smooth inhalation. Let the body shape the inhalation, and then at the apex of the inhalation, maintain the shape as you exhale. And then take several normal breaths. In your own timing, again, pacify the muscles of the face completely with the incoming breath. And as you begin your exhalation, maintain the lift from within. It is a muscular lift. And several normal breaths. Okay, we're working within your own rhythm, within your own time. This next one, we'll take a soft, smooth, deep inhalation, and then we'll pause the breath for just a moment. And then initiating from the side walls of the chest, okay, you'll lift and spread the chest, and then from there, begin the exhalation from the abdominal wall. Take a natural breath in. a natural exhalation. And then inhale, and let the breath slowly fill from bottom to top. Come to a natural, quiet, not the deepest breath. And then before you exhale, gently lift the chest. Maintain the inner buoyancy, and from the center of the abdomen, slowly release and exhale. And take several normal breaths. Before we take another of these, notice if your head has lifted. The ease of the seated position comes over time with practice. Okay, having repositioned your head, the skin from the nape of the neck descending, relax the jaw, take a natural breath in. Exhale, rolling the inner arm to the outer arm, and then slowly inhale. Okay, the sides of the navel ascend, the chest begins to expand. Pause before your deepest breath. Okay, and then lift the chest in inner buoyancy from the breastbone spread. And as you exhale, maintain the echo of the inhalation, the lift to the chest, as the abdomen releases from the sides toward the center. And several normal breaths. And we'll be taking one more like this. Good natural breath in. If at any time you feel that you need to lie down for Shavasana, please do. Natural exhalation to your own capacity and your own rhythm. The inhalation, the sidewalls of the abdomen draw back and up. Okay? The chest like ribs of an umbrella expanding. Pause. Okay? And before you exhale, okay, the top chest expand, but the thoracic muscles descend and exhale. Okay, so that separation between the chest cavity and the abdominal cavity is very clear. Okay, the chest remains expansive as the abdominal cavity recedes. Take several natural breaths. The eyes closed, bring the head back to a lifted position, sit quietly. With the head in a lifted position, bring your attention between the shoulder blades, right about where the bra line would be. Okay, that vertebrae moving in and up toward the top of the breastbone. As that lifts diagonally up, the sides of the navel draw back and up. Before we lie down for Shavasana, let the last imprint be very clear. As if the lumbar spine being supported by the abdominal wall, okay, were the stem of a leaf or a rose. Okay, and the flower opens, the petals of the flower open from that vertebrae, expanding forward and spreading out to the sides. Then allow the eyes to open. Okay, and lie down for Shavasana. Okay, flat Shavasana. Okay, with one blanket for a pillow.